Although the presidential election is behind us, there's still one more essential procedural step. Members of the Electoral College will meet in December to officially install Donald Trump as the nation's 45th president. The process, though, has come under fire this year because Hillary Clinton got the popular vote while Donald Trump picked up the electoral votes needed to win. And there's been some talk of electors casting protest votes. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, Wisconsin's procedure is expected to go smoothly.
The Electoral College has been around for centuries, according to David Cannon, political science professor at UW-Madison. He says the nation's founding fathers set up the system because they didn't give the electorate much credit.
There simply was not the same level of confidence that voters would make correct decisions, that majority of the population was not literate and certainly not as informed about politics. And so I think there was just the view that you would not be able to trust them to make the right choices.
So in presidential elections, each state is assigned a certain number of electoral votes. In Wisconsin, it's 10. They'll meet at the state capitol in a noontime ceremony on December 19th, the same day that electors will convene at their state capitals. Cannon says earlier this year, each party met to pick their electors. They typically consist of a mix of party leaders and citizens.
There are two separate slates of electors in each state. And so there's the Democratic slate that's elected by the Democratic Party organization, and the Republican slate elected by the Republican Party organization. And depending on which candidate then wins the votes, the plurality of the votes from a given state, that slate of electors will be the slate that casts their votes in that state. And so in our case, it'll be the Republican slate of electors voting to support Donald Trump.
But some electors in Colorado and Washington have been lobbying their GOP counterparts in other states to vote against Trump. Cannon says he doesn't see those electors having much influence here.
No, I can't imagine that they'll have any of the Trump electors defecting. This is an issue called the faithless elector. So we have had many instances in the past of electors not casting their vote for who they're supposed to, but never in a concerted way like this. It's always just a random vote or two.
In fact, Cannon says in Wisconsin, it's against the law for an elector to cast a ballot for anyone other than their party's nominee. Many other states have adopted similar policies. You need 270 electoral votes to be elected president. If it happens that Donald Trump falls short, the House of Representatives decides. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.